This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Americans like things big. We aspire to big houses and big cars and trucks and big TV screens. We know only too well that our desires for big meals have led to the plague of big bellies. Many of our practices lead to maladaptive behaviors, and many of these behaviors start early in life. I recently read an interesting study asking if the size of the baby bottle we use to feed infants has any association with weight gain. Researchers identified 400 infants at least 34 weeks old and exclusively formula fed. At the two-month visit, about half of the infants reported using larger bottles, at least 6 ounces. White parents and parents of boys were more likely to use larger bottles. All infants were examined again at 6 months. It turns out that infants fed with the larger bottles had more weight gain by 6 months of age. Other studies have also shown that weight gain in the first few months of life predicts the likelihood of being overweight at 2 years of age and in early adulthood. While the study is not the final word and it had some problems, it does suggest that using smaller bottles at an earlier age might prevent overfeeding. This might feel counterintuitive to parents who love their kids and want them to have the biggest and the best. But we know that adult consumption of large containers of sugary drinks is also a major contributor to obesity. A typical 20-ounce soda contains 15 teaspoons of sugar and upwards of 240 calories. A 64-ounce bottle of soda, so-called liquid candy, could have as many as 700 calories. Worse is that these liquid candy calories do not make people feel full, and therefore they do not eat less of other food. You know, before the 1950s, standard soft drink bottles were 6.5 ounces. Then came the larger 12-ounce can. The early 1990s bought the 20-ounce plastic bottles. And then in 2011, the 42-ounce bottle. Well, going back to baby bottles, beverage companies in the U.S. spend hundreds of millions of dollars marketing beverages aimed directly at kids between the ages of 2 and 17. They want to make sure that these kids see hundreds of television ads for sugar-containing drinks. For the sake of public health, it's probably time to educate people about the impact of large portions of drinks and food on our health and on our girth. But education may not be enough. Perhaps we need to limit the size of our cups and our plates and our baby bottles. This is Dr. Mike Wilkes with a second opinion.